Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales Season 2. We are your hosts,
Chris Moyers
and Dan Stickney. Here we crack open a beer or two and share our listeners' tales and experiences of the supernatural, paranormal, and just plain strange.
Plus, we'll feature local folklore, interviews, and our own stories and adventures. So sit back, pour yourself a drink, and dive into the strange with us. Welcome back to Ales and Strange Tales.
Welcome.
Episode 5.
Fiver.
For us, it's been a while since we've done one because Dan went on vacation.
I was down in Florida.
Florida? How was Florida? Was it good?
It was so good. I love being on the beach. Actually, I was looking for strange stuff. I do have like a, not a strange encounter, but I was at the bar though down there. And this guy was sitting kind of corner of us. The bar too is called the Angry Pepper.
Angry Pepper. Where were you in Florida?
St. Pete.
St. Pete. Pete.
If you're ever down there, go there because it's an awesome bar and the food is freaking amazing. They smoke a bunch of their meats. Like, they're the real deal.
Oh, good barbecue over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, like their brisket.
I like good barbecue.
They got a brisket sandwich. Oh, so damn good. And their macaroni and cheese, probably the best I've ever had.
Let me ask you this. Do you get your barbecue sauce on the side?
On it.
I'm on the side guy because they put too much.
Yeah, there wasn't too much.
And it overpowers it. I like the dip.
It was so good.
Go ahead.
So we're sitting there, and then the bartender, I think the bartender came up. She's like, this guy has a friend that looks like you.
Oh, your lookalike.
Yeah,
okay,
doppelganger. Like, it was crazy. And she's looking at it and looking at me, and she's like, yeah. Because, you know, I got the hat on.
Oh, it was a picture he was showing
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the guy wasn't there. And I wish I had the picture because I should have had him send it to me, but I didn't want some old weirdo to have my number.
So. That's true. That's a good call on that.
But she passed the phone to me, and I was like, holy shit. Like, the face was exact. My mustache, a little bit of a beard, not really, but goatee, exactly the same. Even my wife is like, holy shit. Like,
you should have had her send it to you and then just erase it off her phone. Like, can you erase that?
Because
I don't want your creepy ass having my number.
The guy's mind was pretty blown, too. I think the guy's in the picture's name was John because I had to ask him.
John. So you got a John doppelganger in Florida.
And he took a picture of me to show his family or whatever.
Now he gets to see him, but we don't. What the fuck? Could have put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I should have, would have, could have.
Our listeners don't even know what we look like. But all of our listeners are our friends, so I guess they do. Never mind.
That's true. Well, other than that.
Was it hotter than a mummy's nuts in Florida?
It was.
It seems like it would be.
At that time, it was hotter up here.
Oh, okay. I think you told me that.
Yeah, low 80s. No humidity.
Oh, yeah. When you were there, I was working. I work outside. It was very humid and very fucking hot.
Yeah, it was like 90s up here. So.
And then it cooled off a little bit. A little today, it cooled off, and then it got hot again.
It was cool, but when you're in that sun, man, it's hot as fuck.
It's the one thing about Florida. I used to live in Florida. It is hot as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
We only go usually in May, and that's it. Like, well, she goes with her mom in August or something. But I know it gets really fucking humid and nasty down there.
Yeah. Shit's sticking to your legs. We don't got to say what.
I love it.
It's there.
I love it down there.
All right, beers, what do you got?
Oh, today I got a Tree Floyd's Barbarian Haze IPA. These guys are out of Indiana.
Yes,
a lot
they
of
are.
People probably know the Zombie Dust. That was very big a few years ago.
Yeah, my friend Carissa loves Three Floyds. She used to go there. They used to have concerts there, but after COVID, I think they stopped all that shit.
I don't know if they're going
to
start that. Yeah, my brother-in-law would go there all the time. He's not even into this shit anymore. I don't even know why. He just stopped doing it. Not even into... Well, he likes good beers, but he's like, I'm just drinking fucking like Coors Lights and whatever now. But
Lite, Busch Light, that's the way to go.
Yeah, Busch Light. He would go to these and spend a shit ton of money, like hundreds of dollars. But he would get these rare bottles.
Yeah, that's right. My friend Chris would go with her buddy. I forget his name. But they'd wait in line for hours.
Yep. Taste all the beers, but...
Ass crack of dawn, just get those whatever those bottles are called. What are they fucking called?
I can't even fucking think
Gerbils
of.
Or fucking every other call.
Well, the growlers.
Growlers.
That's that big ass fucking round, like 32 ounce or whatever.
Oh,
the fuck it is,
monster ones. They got those, and I forget the names.
Yeah,
of those
I don't know what they
things.
Call them, but you can find a rare one and put that online and make all your money back.
Really?
Plus more. Yeah.
Wow, people are really fucking stupid.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Why would you spend money on an empty beer? It's an empty.
No, not it. You got to sell it with the alcohol.
Oh,
yeah.
Can you do that? Via eBay or whatever the fuck?
I think there's ways around it. And I don't know if it's totally legal, but in some states, but you could find your ways around it. That's 6.5%.
Damn.
This is pretty damn. I've never had this one, and it's really good. I love my hazies, and this is a great one.
I don't like craft beer at all. I just drink it to get more drunk than just drinking normal beer. Anyway, I got Victory Golden Monkey. I think I had this in the first season. It's a Belgian-style triple ale with added spice. They spell triple weird. Is that supposed to be? What the fuck?
Well,
is that supposed to be triple? Is that how?
Triple. I don't know how you say it, but it's not triple, but it's. I don't know how you say it. But
we don't know anything.
It's something else.
We don't know anything.
We're no experts here.
As you probably gathered. Anyway, it's a 9.5% alcohol.
That's a strong
volume. This is my second one, and I'm going to the bar afterwards, so I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble again. We'll see. Anyway, it tastes okay. It's kind of on the sweet side in a weird way, but it's 9.5, so it's not going to be the fucking best tasting thing probably.
That's strong. Most of them, that strong aren't the greatest.
Well, it's better than, what is it, the Iron Cobra or the...
Iron Cobra.
What the fuck is that, malt liquor?
That's
crazy
that 40,
shit?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's real bad. I think it's a big 24 ounce.
Yeah, it's something Cobra.
It's Steel Reserve and fucking something Cobra. That shit will probably kill you. I had, when I was younger, I was drinking it, and I was always sick. Every time.
Oosh.
I forget the alcohol content in there, but it tastes like this kind of, so.
Kind of like the old ice houses.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Were ice houses more than 5 point whatever back in the day?
Those are strong. I can't remember exactly what
they got. Ice House Max or something. That might be like a 7.
Yeah, probably.
I forget. Well, what stories you got for us, Dan?
Well, anything? I got a tale actually from this town in Oswego.
Oswego, Illinois.
From a dude I went to high school with. His name's Brandon.
That we went to high school with?
Well, I guess you did too, yeah. But he was in my grade. He's the same age as me.
Well, I went with 2 years. I don't know this fucking guy, do I?
I don't think so.
What's his name?
I haven't seen him.
Well, you don't got to give his last name, I guess.
Brandon. Well, Brandon Tudor.
Well, he's got a podcast too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess he saw some sort of UFO out here while he's picking up his kids, and we'll get into detail later about that.
All right, that's all you got today?
That's pretty much it.
Well, I got a couple of things. I have, what the fuck do we call it?
Strange news?
Oh, I got a strange news, but my other story, we always talk about it. We say it in the fucking the intro, and we've never done it.
Local
folklore, I guess.
Our first local folklore.
Our first local story that's not from someone that we know. Yeah. Actually, I got it from, what's his name, Troy Baker? I got permission from him.
Baker.
Personally, via Facebook message, I asked him if I can use his shit. He said yes, just obviously, you know.
Credit me
where credit is due. So thank you very much, Troy Baker. He's got lots of interesting stories. I think they're usually around the Illinois area. Yeah. I think he's got something new about him and Darren Marlar got something about Edgar Allan Poe.
Mm.
I forget exactly what it is, but I don't know. Look him up. Check it out. It's fairly new, I think. But, yeah, he did some research on Cuba Road that I'm going to ad lib from what he wrote and give you some details on that. That is local to us, roughly about an hour and a half in Barrington, is it?
Barrington. Yeah, I think it's Barrington, yeah.
What's the other one that I always confuse with Barrington?
Bloomington?
No.
Or?
Well, maybe it's in Bloomington and I can confuse it with Barrington.
There is another one with the B. I just can't think
of it. The fuck is it? Bartlett.
Bartlett.
It's not Bartlett. It's Barrington. Bartlett's closer. And closer, there's Italian beef place there that I want to try. But we're talking Barrington. It's a little further, but it's down the same road, down 59. Yeah. And I got a strange news, and we will get into that later. I guess I'll go first.
Do it.
So I got to open up something on the computer. So give me a second. Now, I researched this, did a bunch of shit for it about a month ago, and Dan was like, oh, fuck it. Let's just go there and check it out before we report on it.
And we didn't.
And we didn't. And the motherfucker went on vacation, and I got sick, so I, you know, that's why we didn't do it the other week. And this is very small writing. How the fuck do you zoom in on this? Son of a bitch.
You got PC. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
I just fucked it up. All right. Should've I got been, good vision.
Should have been prepared, man.
I was a month ago, dickhead. All right, so this is Cuba Road. It's a fucking road about, I'd say, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours out of Chicago. Maybe it's the opposite direction. I don't know. It's a suburb of Chicago.
Southwest, maybe.
It's near us in northern Illinois. It connects Barrington. This road, Cuba Road connects Barrington and Lake Zurich. White Cemetery is on this road. Dates back to the early 1800s. Orbs and dark figures have been seen here.
Ooh.
The dark figures tend to be on the outer edges of the cemetery near the fence and tree line. They are reported to appear and disappear at will. I was looking further into this. They kind of like wiggle around. So you're seeing weird dark figures at the outskirts of the cemetery near the woods. Just kind of wiggling around and shit. And I guess there's orbs. That wouldn't really scare me that much. I don't know. The only orbs I've ever seen are in photographs. So if I saw an orb in the cemetery, that would be weird as fuck,
yeah.
But if I saw dark figures wiggling around near the woods at the edge of the cemetery, yeah. If I'm by myself, obviously I'm getting the fuck out
I'm
of there.
Running.
Yeah. If I got two or more people with me, then we're going to possibly investigate it. Maybe not. Depends how much of a pussy. Probably depends how much we've been drinking. If I've been drinking, I might fucking check it out by myself. I don't know.
Yeah.
There was a house in the woods near the cemetery that burnt down long ago, around the 1920s. Some still see it, but if you look twice, it's gone. There has also been sightings of an old black automobile parked near this house before disappearing.
Phantom houses and phantom cars.
Now. Yeah, that's becoming pretty norm on our podcast.
Yeah, the houses, or at least the buildings.
Now, some think the old black car that appears and disappears might have something to do with gangsters.
Oh.
They used to hang out in that area for a relaxation out of the city. And I've also heard of people, I don't know how they get this close to see it, but they see, some people report seeing a gangster with a cigar, or he looks like one with a 1920s, 1930s right. outfit on, smoking a cigar in the vehicle. I don't know how the fuck they're getting that close and seeing it.
Yeah.
But that's pretty wild.
The ghost of Al Capone.
And, it's in their rearview mirror when they're driving.
Oh.
That's how they see it. You know, if I would have done this a month ago, I would have remembered that. It was in my fucking bullet points. There's reports of a woman hitchhiking on the side of the road, but when they stop, she disappears. That's fucking very common.
Yeah.
Some say it's an old woman with a lantern, and then she vanishes when you stop. That's a little bit more creepy.
She don't get in. I think more creepy if she got in.
Well, it depends what she looks like if I'm letting her get in. That's a joke. There's an old lady with a lantern. If I don't think she's going to kill me, I'll give her a ride if she needs it at the middle of the night. But now I'm going to be scared of it after this shit. There's even reports of a ghost truck that will flash its brights at you and try to run you off the road if you're traveling late at night.
That's very common, too.
Now, here's something. I tried to look this up on Google Maps. I did read some reviews. People have found it. But off Cuba Road is Rainbow Road. It's surrounded by houses now. It's a closed-off gravel road. It used to lead to a long abandoned building. I don't think it's there anymore now because I did look up. I didn't find the road, but that whole area's got new mansions all around. It's a really yuppie-type area, so they'll probably call the police if you try to fucking find it. Some reports say it was an old insane asylum or some kind of hospital of some sort, but that's not verified as far as I know. There's mysterious lights in the windows when it was still up. I'm assuming it's not up anymore, like I said.
Yeah.
And they could see moving figures in the windows and even crying sounds. But that's gone. So I guess all you got is gangsters and houses that disappear.
And a car.
And that and weird black figures wiggling around at the edge of the woods.
Black wiggling figures.
Which, that's the creepiest part of it.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Imagine you see a ghost and it's just like wiggling like one of them those air things.
Oh, yeah, for like that new mattress store opens up. That's what kind of what I thought of, too. Like, that's not too scary. Then I started thinking into it. Like, man, if that's happening in the middle of the fucking cemetery.
Yeah.
Or at the edge, the outskirts, that's going to freak me out.
What the fuck is that?
And it's black? What the fuck? See y'all happy dancing about anyway. Yeah. Dead in a cemetery. So that's all I got on Cuba Road. Thank you again, Taylor Barker. I hope I'm getting his name right. He's going to be pretty pissed off.
He will never listen, I'm sure.
He probably won't listen to him. He's got a lot of shit going on. So if you're in the area, give it a look. Let us know what you think. And Dan, what do you got for us now? You got
my old high school pal.
Old high school pal.
Well, I guess we weren't that close, but knew him well enough. I'm gonna read out of the article. He had an article in the Tribune. This is not from the Tribune. I actually tried to find it, and it doesn't exist.
What article did he have? Was it this? But is a different
this
version
is it?
Of this?
I don't know. I'll put the link in the show notes. I don't know exactly where this is, but if you want to look, read it. And there's a picture that he took of this UFO that he saw.
But he's in the Tribune, so he's 10,000 times more successful than we are. Okay,
he was.
That's cool.
But it doesn't exist anymore.
Good
so,
for
way,
him.
It goes, Brandon was dropping off his daughter in the Lakewood Creek subdivision off of Route 30 in Montgomery, Oswego. In the sky to the west, he noticed a fireball streaming an inky black contrail in its wake. As this object descended at a 45-degree angle, the flame extinguished, leaving a dark object in its stead. You can kind of see that in the photo. The object then rose to a 30-degree angle and disappeared, which is weird.
Man,
so, like, an angle. Something had some control. Obviously, it wasn't like a meteor.
And it just disappeared. That's the thing.
It's pretty wild. Shortly thereafter, two jets arrived in the sky and circled the area where the object was last seen.
Well, now you know something's up.
Yeah,
that's
what is like government's up in this shit? I asked Mr. Tudor if he could identify the aircraft as military jets, but he was uncertain. Brandon believed he witnessed a top-secret test of an as-yet-unknown aircraft system. While more sensational than a meteor and less exciting than aliens, the notion of such a test carries larger consequences. Even if it is not an action pernicious in nature, just what is our military doing testing a weapon system over such a populated area as metropolitan Chicago? Why is this not going on at Tonopah Test Range in Nevada near Area 51? Or anywhere else for that matter?
Interesting.
I thought that's why taxpayers foot the bill for such a sophisticated installation, right? Or maybe it was a test that just gone awry. Probably just, if they are doing tests, it's up in the sky, and all of a sudden, bam, it fucked up, and then,
maybe it was a motherfucking alien.
Or it could be.
You never know.
Who knows? It continues, one long shot explanation might be that it is a test of technology similar to that of the stealth fighter and bomber. Before its existence was made public, the F-117 was rumored to have been flown into the airspace near New York City to see if it would be detected. It passed. Is another such test going on near Chicago? With all that black smoke spewing out behind it, the test object wouldn't seem so stealthy. Yeah, probably got, who knows, something going on. If it is a test or an alien got shot down.
Well, folks, that's why we're here, to get down to the truth. And we'll be interviewing government officials probably in the next episode about this. This has got not showing we're going to do
right?
shit. We probably can't even get a hold of this guy for a fucking statement.
This is a very, I don't even have a year for this, but it wasn't recent. It was like probably 10 years ago, maybe.
10 years ago? Yeah. He was writing for whatever newspaper place
it's not
10 years ago?
Well, whoever this guy is, this is not the Tribune article. But
It was, but when he did write a Tribune article, was it about this or just something else?
I tried to look. I don't know, but I guess he was in the Tribune. And there was a link on this website, I believe, that'll be in the show notes. And I click on it. It's gone. There's no article.
Dude, they're covering it up.
But yeah, I guess Brandon has further plans for his investigation and will not reveal them here, so that the powers that be, quote unquote, will have less of a chance to hamper him. Let's just say that I doubt this is the last time I will post on this matter.
Could you imagine if the powers that be try to hamper us on our podcast?
Oh, yeah. What are you guys talking about?
Hey. Oh, you guys drunk, talking shit? No. We got agents coming to your house right now.
Well, that's why.
You're done.
They won't because we're drunk and they don't give a fuck. So.
They don't give a fuck. Well, if they did, I'd be very pleasantly surprised unless they, really fucked with me. Then.
Well, you guys got to check out Brandon. He's got a podcast, Spirits, Oddities, and Mysteries. Does it with his wife, and they have a little drink. I think they drink whiskeys and shit.
No, you told me about this thing in the past. I think I looked it up. Yeah,
they're pretty
very
fun.
Good podcast.
Pretty fun. Yeah.
Very professional, unlike this one.
Yeah, the sound wise to them is pretty damn good. Besides our bullshit, but yeah,
we're working on it. But thank you very much.
Check
Brandon.
Them out.
Check out his podcast. It's
Spirits,
very entertaining.
Oddities, and Mysteries.
Are they still going?
I don't know. I haven't looked in a few months, but. I think they are.
Well, check it up. Check it out. See if they're still up
check
and running.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Thank you very much, Brandon. And I guess we'll move on to the last segment, which is weird news. Weird news.
Weird news.
What do we got today, Chris? Well, unfortunately, I closed it. What the fuck?
Jesus.
Oh,
Christ.
My God. What was I? Oh, motherfucker.
I guess we got nothing now.
No, I'll find it. I don't know how I'm going to find it. Oh, my God.
I think there was more to this article, honestly.
No, it's in here. It was about some weird mermaid monkey fucking thing. There we go.
Mermaider.
Thanks to livescience.com. Thank you for this article. I think we got to fucking cite everything that we do, so hopefully that does it. If Dan doesn't put it in the show notes, attack him and arrest him. That's all his fucking job. All right, so the headline is Haunting Mermaid Mummy in Japan is probably a gruesome monkey-fish mix.
Yo.
300-year-old mummy likely consists of a monkey's torso sewed on top of a half a fish. What? Well, that's not as cool as I thought it was. I should have read this more thoroughly before
we did that last time
to our audience. Fuck.
But either way.
Well, they did it 300 years ago, so they were in some weird fetishes back then or something. Researchers in Japan are investigating the origins of a nightmarish 300-year-old mummified mermaid which has been worshipped for centuries due to its supposed medicinal properties. The haunting remains are most likely a gruesome amalgam of a monkey's torso sewed onto a fish's tail, potentially embellished with hair and nails from a human.
How do they know it was sewn on? Is there stitches still in it?
I guess there is. They still have it. They're still worshipping it.
Those damn good. Well, I guess if it's mummified, the stitches will last. But
I can get a fucking squirrel and a raccoon and fucking decapitate one and
why
fucking
not
cut another half
and
sew
it
up.
And you should put
it
in your backyard and let the next person that fucking buys this house find
out. Just make it look fucking very like, man, something's there. We got to check that out.
And then all of a sudden you got a cult fucking following the fucking shit.
Yeah, I have the police on my ass. Like, are you cutting animals up and sewing shit? Like, no, it must have been the owners before. I don't know. Like, it was freshly dug, sir. What the fuck? Hiroshi Kinoshita, board member of the Akiyama Folklore Society, discovered the mermaid mummy, which is around 12 inches long, inside a box at a temple in Okama Prefecture.
Be a small monkey, too, I guess.
Something. Well, it might be a big fish. Who the fuck knows? He first became aware of the mummy after he found a picture of the bizarre specimen in an encyclopedia of the mythical creatures. A fisherman supposedly caught the specimen sometime between 1736 and 1741, and he subsequently sold it to an affluent family according to a note left inside the mummy's box. Researchers still don't know exactly how the mermaid ended up inside the temple. According to Japanese news site, the Ashi Shimbun. Well, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, it is still pretty strange.
No, they did a CT scan on it, as seen in this video, which we will not be posting. I don't think we can do that, post a video. Maybe we can.
It might be possible. It should be possible.
Researchers will also take DNA samples to identify which species have been combined to make the mermaid. The team will release their results later in the year, they said. Well, yeah, when's that? What year was it? Oh, it was fucking March 8th of 2022.
Imagine, though, back, what, 300 years ago? They fused them together and it was alive.
Could be. But back then, they probably weren't looking for the stitches and it might have been, well, fuck, it wasn't mummified right when they did. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows?
But they worshipped it, and that's fucking strange.
A lot of strange shit going on.
So that's the strange news for this episode.
Strange news.
That's interesting. What do we got next week? Do we have nothing next week? Oh, no, we have a submission from one of our buddies at the bar.
We do.
What's his name?
Mike.
Michael. He finally got back to us with that, so we're very excited to share that with you.
We should have some other shit, but...
Well, yeah. We have the folklore. Troy Baker said we can use whatever the fuck we want as long as we give him... we cite him as...
Good old Troy.
Good old Troy. He's got lots of shit. Don't check him out on Illinois, Haunted Illinois, because then you'll be hearing all of our stories. But check him out everywhere else, because he's got a lot of shit going on.
Either way.
Hey, check him out wherever you want. I don't want to say don't check him out. He's the one giving us all our fucking stories. Check him out. Just beware. You might spoil the next podcast for yourself. And do you really want that?
No, they don't want that. No way.
So, wait. No, we got investigations we should talk about. When the fuck are we doing? Are we going to go to Aux Sable?
Well, it's all about you getting off of work.
Yeah, well, me and my company.
Because we can't go there at night.
That I just work for. We have a lot to catch up on.
And I don't want to go through the woods to get to the fucking place like you guys did last time.
Oh, yeah. We'll go in the daytime legally because we're all about being legal.
Just got to tell your pops, hey, I need a day off.
Working for my dad's company, and we have not had a day off in fucking forever. I'm getting very sunburned out there. It's summer now.
Nobody cares.
No one gives a shit. I'll get time off. We'll do that. I want to know when we're going to the... The movie theater, your bro's movie theater.
No update. Not yet. Yeah. I haven't asked him in a little while, but.
Well, here's one way to figure that out. Ask him, and then we'll know. That might help.
I will.
Pat, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, let us know when that's available to us. We'll buy you donuts or something, whatever the fuck you want.
Donuts, some pancakes or something.
Yeah, does he like donuts? I don't even know what he likes.
I really don't know.
He's been cooking a lot. I've been seeing.
Oh, he's a chef, that's for sure. Or mostly a baker, but he does. Yeah, he.
I think
cooks.
He made a meatloaf the other day.
Yeah.
Looked okay, but I'm not a big meatloaf fan.
I love
fan.
Meatloaf.
You love meatloaf.
I love a good one.
You love weird pork and ground beef with ketchup and onions.
You don't have to put pork in it. You just all beef.
Whatever, dude. It sucks.
It's good.
I'd rather have a burger.
Put a good gravy on it.
I do eat Stouffer's meatloafs, though, with the frozen dinners.
Well,
for
yeah, so you
like
do
those.
Fucking eat it.
I
so,
guess
yeah.
I do.
Put some ketchup on it or something. It's fine.
I do put ketchup on it.
Yeah. It's a fucking loaf of meat. See, you do whatever you want on it.
It's basically a burger for more than five people.
Yeah,
is basically
pretty much
it.
Is.
No but in a bad way.
No bun.
Put that shit in white bread and cake it with fucking ketchup.
Well, you can have a meatloaf sandwich the next day.
Yeah, they used to serve that at Boston Market, but there's none around anymore.
No.
Never tried it, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting way off the rails here.
Talking
thanks
about
for
food.
Tuning in.
Yes, thank
this
you.
This is Chris.
Damn.
Cheers.
Cheers.